So this is a story about when something went right for me, but in fact it had its roots in something going not quite right. I was part of an international project, 2-year project. We had met once and we knew what we were supposed to be doing. We were going to adapt an existing course from another project that I had been involved with. And over the months after the first face-to-face meeting, when we continued our communication online, it became apparent to me that the other project partners, especially the ones who hadn't been involved with my previous project, didn't have a clear idea of the course that they were supposed to be adapting. And that didn't surprise me. So, in the end, I decided a few months after this process had started that maybe it might be an idea for me to run an iteration of the course as a demonstration for the project partners. I was a bit reluctant to do this because I didn't know if they had the time, I didn't know how they would receive the suggestion, and I didn't know how useful it would be. Because as a it wasn't even a pilot, it was just a demonstration. I didn't know how much of the ethos of the course could be conveyed with me doing this. But anyway, in the end, I decided that after we yet another online meeting where we'd been discussing this, I suggested that I could run a demo course so that they had an idea of what we were talking about. And they were supportive, and so I was able to put the course together surprisingly quickly. And that's because, of course, I had worked on it before and I knew it inside out, and so it wasn't too much of an effort for me to put it together. But I could see that for the project partners, the ones who hadn't been involved in the previous project, this was absolutely essential for them to be able to continue with the project, which was all about adapting this course. And so I actually put a lot of time into it because I do believe that high touch tutoring or high touch facilitation is the most effective way to go in an online course. And so I practiced that. And I could tell from the reactions that this was not what many of them had anticipated, and so it was a bit of a surprise for them. But they could see also that it worked. And of course, the course wasn't completed in the way that it should have been. I tried to condense it, but that was too overwhelming for everybody, and so in the end, I had to elongate it a little bit, even though that was then going into the European holiday period in July. But it served its purpose, and so I suggest that as a success for me because it was difficult to know from the online communication that we'd been having, whether my suggestion would be welcome or not, whether people would take part or not, and whether they would benefit from it or not. But in the end, it turned out to be a very good thing, and people got a really good idea of what the course was about and were felt able to proceed with their adaptations and suggestions. So that's an example of what I consider a success, even though I was uncertain whether to suggest it or not. There are lots of other issues involved. For example, whether the extra time was financed by the project, and so on and so on. So that's my story.